Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tiger Woods wins at Augusta, holding off Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson down the stretch and winning his fifth green jacket. The longest gap between Masters championships. He goes from 2005 till 2019 in winning yesterday. A very popular victory, to be sure. And you heard Nance there at the end. And Nance definitely, look, we had him on the show at Thanksgiving. He's the best. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer, whatever you want to say. But he loves the emotional side of sport. And he loves Augusta, and he loves all the pomp and circumstance that goes along with it. And as he hugged his kids, and then they did a very good job on CBS of then putting in the clip of him hugging his dad back in 97.
You know what else they did a great job? After he, you know, returned to glory or whatever he said, they just let the natural sound carry.
Oh, yeah.
It was terrific.
Yeah, and he you know, Jim Nance just said right there, look, if you're a parent and that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, you're not human. So I guess I'm not human.
Me neither.
Because I'm a parent and that didn't bring a tear to my eye.
It was cool.
It was emotional.
It was great.
Yeah, it was very emotional. And I think if Tiger had, because Tiger didn't really break down at any point. There were a couple times where it looked like, you know, it might get a little bit misty for him there, but it never really did. It was more the celebration. And I'm sure in his case, maybe almost a relief to be back on top of the golf world. But he, you know, I never saw him actually break down. You know, Nance was almost calling for it
because
when he won the British Open that one year following the death of his father, he immediately just melted into the arms of Stevie Johnson.
Stevie Williams.
I couldn't remember the name of his
caddy. I thought like when he was like screaming, I almost wish that, you know, he was doing some, he probably tried to keep inside some F-bombs. It was like, F yeah, you know? I mean, you just saw all of his emotion. That's where his emotion came out when he screamed. And, of course, with the kids, like you say. By the way, a lot of people didn't realize, you know, Tiger's hairline has obviously changed over the years.
Oh, yes.
A lot.
Yes,
but the
yes.
other thing that I didn't realize either as much, man, he can chomp some gum.
Yes.
All weekend, man.
Gum was a big thing.
He was just chewed away.
Yeah. Gum was a big thing for him.
So was Phil. Phil Mickelson was a gum chewer,
too. I noticed
too.
That as well. Never seen either of those guys do that before.
Well, maybe there's a sponsorship deal somewhere there.
For Double Mint?
Oh, for their next fraud match.
Tiger was asked about it at one point over the weekend, because I read an article yesterday and said he uses it for weight loss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It really is. It works.
It doesn't work for me.
It takes it gives your mouth something to do, and it gives you a little bit of a taste. You know, it does.
When
work.
I chew gum and I'm hungry, it makes me hungrier.
No, right.
It's got the Pete Carroll. Yeah. And
sometimes if I'm starving and I just chew a piece of gum, that my hunger will subside for a minute until I get home. Oh yeah,
really?
Well, it gives you like that little blast of sugar.
Yeah, sure.
I guess maybe I chew it for too long then, because then if you chew it for anything longer than a couple minutes, and the taste goes away,
and then your jaw hurts.
Yeah,
he wasn't chewing it like John Dorsey.
Not John Dorsey or not like Pete Carroll either, who's aggressively chews gum.
No, I'll chew gum sometimes and for like an hour, 2 hours, and I realize I'm chewing, it's got no taste left. What am I? I'm just chewing to chew.
So did you cry? 248-539-9797. This is the crying open hotline. Did you tear up at all? Or even like a little, you know, well up just a tiny bit when Tiger either won, hugged his kids, or was talking to Jim Nance afterwards in historic Butler Cabin. Before receiving the green jacket from last year's champion, Patrick Reed. I love that whole ceremony, by the way. That whole thing is so.
I couldn't wait to hear what Victor Hockland, the Norwegian from Oklahoma State, had to say.
I always love when they have to have the chairman ask a question. I don't know who the chairman is now. It's no longer Hootie, whoever that guy is.
Patrick Reed didn't say anything, and I don't believe he shook his hand.
After he put the jacket on him?
Yes.
Who? Are you sure?
Yes.
I know that Tiger did not shake Jim Nance's hand because I was waiting for that handshake to happen or even hug, but no, I didn't notice that.
Jim Nance was not a big fan of Tiger for years.
Oh, he wasn't?
No.
Oh. Brandon in Canton, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I absolutely cried, and it wasn't just a little. It was quite a bit. But
did you really?
First time, yeah, oh, yeah. The first time I actually cried was when Tiger's name was at the top of the leaderboard on Sunday at the British Open last year. Just the thought of him winning.
Wow.
really brought that up. But yeah, there were some tears flowing. But hey, I wanted to bring up an interesting perspective. Everyone thinks number 12 was the turning point, which it clearly was. But actually, as I was watching and they were coming up 11, the Koepka group, two guys hit it in the water there, Koepka and I think Poulter, right?
Yeah.
And I was just thinking, I don't want Tiger teeing off first on 12. Whoever tees off first in that group is going to hit it in the water. And he had, I think, an 18-foot putt for birdie on 11, and he just missed it on the edge. Everyone wanted him to make it. But I think that, in the fact that he hit second there on 12, actually gave him a huge advantage.
Interesting. I mean, it seemed like he had the strategy. And so do you think he changed his selection, his club select? Well, maybe not his club selection, but his... You think he changed his decision based on what Molinari did?
Yes, absolutely do. I think he would have gone for the pin. He would have looked at it as an opportunity to make another move, and he just went for the center of the green once he saw Molinari hit in the water.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, you could be right. I don't you know. I'm sure Tiger was asked that yesterday in all the various interviews he did after the round. I didn't see him respond to exactly what his strategy was. He did say in the historic Butler Cabin interview that.
Will you stop with this historic?
Stoney, it's historic.
They didn't say historic during the game.
I know, which I'm
well,
very frustrated
by. Well,
so
it's not historic anymore.
You don't lose history. You're either historic or you're not, okay? It's been historic for 30 years. I'm sorry. What did it decide it's no longer historic?
I don't know.
Something I noticed at the very end of the broadcast, the very end, Dave Loggins.
Yes, yes.
It said words and music.
Yes.
I felt like that was in response to our show. I've never seen that before. I saw that as well. They were all in the credits.
Yeah,
words and music by Dave Loggins. One thing I noticed, too, is that as Tiger was making his way up and there was a bunch of golfers out there, some guys who had won green jackets, others who hadn't. I think Thomas was maybe the only one there who hadn't. But Zach Johnson was there. Bubba was there, shaking his hand, which I thought was a really cool scene. And then Bernhard Langer was there. But at the very end, as he's going into the clubhouse to sign his scorecard, he turns left and one last guy reaches out and gives him a high five. Did you see that?
Yes.
Tom Rinaldi.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which I thought was interesting.
I have a problem with that.
Mr. Journal.
Mr. Northwestern.
No. It struck me as odd.
Journalist. I don't know. He's been his guy for a while.
Oh, I know.
I get that. All right.
It was over.
He asked.
That's huge.
I will say that Rinaldi asked the ballsiest question I've ever heard asked. When Tiger was making his first round of interviews after the Elon scandal, he said, he'll never forget, he's standing there with him on some golf course somewhere, and he goes, "With respect, why did you ever get married?"
That's a great question.
With respect.
We have some interesting ticket texts. Jamie, I don't cry when filthy rich and total phony athletes win. Stevie Y finally getting a cup after 15 years. Maybe. Happy Tiger is healthy again, but don't really care if he wins or not.
That's fine. I mean, look, I'm just telling you, a lot of people did
cry. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I don't agree with Mr. Nance that you're not human if you didn't cry.
Right, that was
hyperbole. A bit of an overstatement, yes.
That's hyperbole.
Yeah.
Who cares what Nance did? He is unlistenable. I watched the last five holes with no sound because Nance was so bad. Really?
Nance is great.
Come on.
I mean,
and you get Vern on 16. Come on.
Nance plays it up a little bit, you know? I mean, there is a schmaltz level to it. And yes, I wish that... Faraday still worked for CBS because I miss him on the Masters broadcast.
Gary McCord, but it's taken years.
He's been banned there forever.
Yes.
But I think Nance is great at what he does.
Good morning. Yes, I did cry. I love golf. I'm 55 and can remember Tiger on the Tonight Show when he outputted Johnny Carson to prominence in the golf world. I always follow this guy. He's a winner and will always be to me. Yes, I cried in happiness. That's from Ron in a truck.
Good for you, Ron. I mean, that's fun. And you know, the other thing too that I think that Ron kind of touches on there is We all love throwbacks in a way. Like we always, you know, even if you're 25, you remember stuff when you were 15. If you're 35, you remember stuff when you were 25. And Tiger Woods, for a lot of people in their 30s and 40s, represents an era of sport. And so to be reminded, it'd be like if the Red Wings all of a sudden skated once again with Yzerman and Fedorov at their top form. You're like, oh my God, I never thought I'd see this again. I'm seeing the great Red Wing team skate again. You'll never see that in that kind of sport. But in golf, it's possible. And that's why the 86 Masters, it holds such reverence for people, for Nicholas. And that's why, you know, Tiger winning is by most people's accounts, going to go down as the greatest round of golf in Masters history. And if it's not the greatest, then Nicholas is in 86 is. It's like 1-1A now.
And the other thing is for those, I don't know, 30 to 35 and younger, Tiger Woods, if you like golf or like sports, for a lot of it, he was their hero. He was your Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
Your LeBron was Tiger Woods. And you see your hero, you know, off the front page, just self-inflicted for a lot of it. And then the injury stuff, you'd never thought. And this was, oh, my God, my youth is back.
Right.
This is why I love sports to begin with. That's why people might have welled up. This is why people were cheering for Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. The ticket text 97136. It's the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.